You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. A classic from tenor saxophonist Coleman Hawkins, Body and Soul. I took that off of the Ken Burns Jazz Collection, the definitive Coleman Hawkins. A track celebrated for influencing the development of bebop, which arrived shortly after this 1939 recording. A track notable for being almost entirely improvised around the melody. And interestingly, a last-minute add-on in the studio at the end of a planned recording session. Guitarist Randy Napoleon before that, looking at material from composer Greg Hill from the album Waking Dream, that was the title track. And that project brought together four of his virtuoso former guitar students, Luke Stittard, Chris Manami, Jocelyn Gould, and Ben Turner, along with the rhythm section of pianist Rick Rowe, bassist Rodney Whitaker, and drummer Quincy Davis. And the set started with a new release from B3 player Pat Bianchi off of Pat's new album Confluence. We heard it was a very good year. His 10th recording as leader, and this group sees him working with saxophonist Troy Roberts and drummer Colin Stranahan. Well, we'll head into our final set with another new album just being released. This from the Glasgow-based quartet of saxophonist Brian Molley off of his new album, Tus Origin. This is Dance of the Waves.
Thank you.
going out this week with a recording from August 14th, 1958. Alto saxophonist Johnny Hodges from the album Side by Side, Duke Ellington and Johnny Hodges. We heard Let's Fall in Love. Ben Webster doing the work on the tenor. Roy Eldridge on the trumpet. Pianist Billy Strayhorn. Bassist Wendell Marshall. And drummer Joe Jones. Music out of New York City before that from harmonica player Yovanic Prene off of his album New York Moments, that was Milestones, Brian Charette on the B3, and Jordan Young on the drums. And the set started with a new release out of the Glasgow jazz scene from saxophonist Brian Molley and his quartet off of their new album Tuss Origin. We heard Dance of the Waves with pianist Tom Gibbs, bassist David Bowden, and drummer Stefan Henderson. And that's a CD that traces its influences from the Outer Hebrides of Scotland to the eastern states of the US and into the south in Louisiana. If you want to get in touch, check out the contact page on the show's website for email and social media links. That's going to be a wrap for this week. Look for a link to this week's podcast from our Mixcloud channel, along with playlist information on the show's website, jazzboulevard.ca. You've been listening to Jazz Boulevard, syndicated radio. This is Moss Taylor, signing off now and inviting you to join me next week for our next program. Hope you enjoyed the music on this week's show. Thanks for tuning in.
This is Bird Note. J. Drew Lanham is a poet and ornithologist whose work intertwines his lived experience as a Black man in the American South and his love of wilderness. Both have taught him that joy is a source of strength.
I find my joy on daily walks around the farm or just sitting and watching some bird. And it doesn't have to be a rare bird. This past spring, I was just enthralled watching robins. It was like they were so happy that spring was here, they would just sit in little shafts of sunlight. I can see that bird. I can just see it. Just sitting there in the middle of dooryard violets. I could see its eye blink. And then it opened that yellow beak and like yawned. And it didn't move. That was just it. It was just being.
It's easy to get so caught up in the hustle and bustle of modern life that we forget how to be present or even take for granted that we're free to choose joy.
It sounds simple, but you have to grab it. You have to grasp it. You have to keep it. But however you get it, you turn to it as your superpower. And it's what keeps you alive from moment to moment.
Hear more from Drew in season 7 of our podcast, Bring Birds Back. For Bird Note, I'm Jazzy Johnson.